Yardworks is Keith.
Hey, Keith, this is Daniel Nelson with Local Splash. I'm in the Google Guarantee Department. How you doing, sir?
Hey, how's you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. Glad it's Friday.
Yeah, me too.
Finally made it. So I was taking a look at the notes. Looks like they revamped your website. Did you get a chance to look at it?
I have some. I'm going to look at it this weekend and spend some time on it. It's definitely much better.
Okay. And I'll tell you, the guy that runs that department, his name's Steve Lyons. He is awesome. And I see he's on top of your account right now. So any change, don't think you're stuck with it. Any changes you want made, he's great. He'll be able to make it happen for you. Okay?
Yeah.
Now,
he's the one I was dealing with.
Yeah, he's awesome. Yeah, he's one of my favorites over there. So, as far as the Google Guarantee program, have you heard of Google Guarantee before? Do you know how it works at all?
Not sure how it works. Do you want to be honest with the Google Local Splash with the Google Guarantee conversation? It's about the Okay, I'm gonna put you on speaker. My wife.
Awesome. All right. Nice to meet you, Becky. I'm Daniel Nelson with Local Splash in the Google Guarantee Department.
Hi, Daniel. Thanks so much for calling.
Yeah, of course. So, first off, guys, Google Guarantee, just so you know a little backstory on it, it's been around about a couple years now, and it's really, really popular. I literally have 100% retention rate on it. And what it is it's a pay-per-lead service directly through Google. The benefit of these leads, though, is they're only sent to you. So you don't share the lead with other companies, and it comes through via phone call. Okay?
Okay.
Now, here's the kicker on it. This is really why it's so popular. If you do not set an appointment with the lead, or if they do not inquire about price, Google does consider that a qualified lead still. So if they don't do either of those two things, then you are not charged for the lead. Does that make sense, guys?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome.
Oh, well, go ahead. Yeah, can you repeat that? It didn't make
sense. And let me just re-explain it. So let's say I see you in the Google Guarantee section. I call you directly. It's on a Google rotating number that's recorded, okay? So if I'm out of your radius, if I'm not a service that you provide, or if I'm calling to sell you, like, life insurance, right? All of those things are deemed as unqualified leads. You are not charged for it. Okay? Now, on the flip side, if I set an appointment with you, so if it's like, hey, can you guys come out Monday, right? Or if I inquire about price, right? How much does it cost to, do my lawn? Or if I have, a rental property, how much does it cost to do these 5 rental properties, et cetera, right? Those things would be deemed as qualified leads you are charged for. Okay? Now, the main reason they call it Google Guarantee, guys, isn't just because it guarantees you leads. It's actually because it guarantees the potential client of your work. So Google's putting a guaranteed stamp on you. They're offering that client up to $2,000 of insurance, and they're telling that client that they vetted you. So let me verify first, the company is still currently licensed and insured?
There is no licensing.
There's no licensing. Okay, let me check the area real fast. You're talking about in your area, right? They don't require a license?
Not in the state.
Okay.
The only, if I was to do chemicals, spray for weeds and stuff, that's the only licensing that we're required to have.
Okay, let me create an account, because when I did a search, it says license check required, insurance, and the background check. But hold on, I'll get you guys an exact answer. I just got to go in and create an account right now, okay? Because my main thing, I'm the main person that sets these accounts up here. If you don't qualify for it, I just don't sign you guys up, right? So I just want to make sure we could get you in for Google Guarantee before we go any further. So give me one quick sec here. So while I'm pulling this up to you, let me finish telling you guys too. So I'm checking on license, insurance is required, and also any face-to-face employees. Meaning, if you guys have a crew of 100 guys, but you're the only one, Keith, that goes and speaks to the client face-to-face, it would only be you. Okay. But any face-to-face employees would have to go through a background check. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, it's just me. I'm solo.
Awesome. Always feel awkward asking that one, you know, like, is your background good?
Yeah.
But I have to.
Yep.
So, your insured background check. We're checking on license right now. Let me tell you guys about the lead fees while I'm creating this account. So for the lawn care vertical, the cost per lead would be $16 per lead. That doesn't fluctuate on you. It doesn't go up or down. Google does require a minimum budget. This is to guarantee you up to 13 leads. That is for $208, okay, which is basically 16 times 13, right? Now, that lead budget does roll over. So, for example, let's say you guys took on one lead and decided to shut it off for whatever reason, booked out, going on vacation, whatever the case, okay? The following month, you wouldn't be charged the $208. You would only be charged for that one qualified lead that you took on. The, what was it? $16, right? Yeah. All right. So, any questions on that?
No.
Okay.
You have any?
I'm sure you're getting around to it, but, you know, my question is, what are the parameters? We work in a pretty small geographical area, so, you know, we talk about how you set those lead specific things up.
That's a great question. So this isn't like the map section where it's off your local proximity only, okay? Google Guarantee, as long as you have the required licensing and insurance for the areas you're targeting, right, you can literally, like with Google Guarantee, you can literally target the entire United States if you had all the license and insurance for that. So anywhere that you want to show up, as long as you have the required insurance for it, you're golden. We could target any specific areas. Okay.
So, but if we do a particular, like, is it zip code specific or, like, because let's just say we want to target only our local little town here, but the zip code is bigger than our town. You know, can you do a mile radius? You know, how does
we
that
can.
Work?
We can do both. So we could do a mile radius. We can do it by zip codes. Basically, it's completely customizable for the area that you want to target.
Okay, cool. That's good to know because we're getting to the point where very specific areas are more, you know, what we need versus, you know, the entire zip code kind of thing.
Right. No, we can definitely do that. Give me one second. I almost have this account created. And it is going to show me, okay, here we go. I just got to put in, like, some fake info, Bob Smith or whatever. So, all right. Oh, I got to pick an address, too, in this area. So give me one second. I'm not going to use your guys's because I don't want to, we're going to create you your own profile, obviously, you know? Give me one quick sec here. Let's do right here. Oh, and also while I'm pulling this up too, we don't charge that minimum budget and that's just a minimum to you guys. You could always set a higher lead budget if you'd like. If you want to know what other people do, most of my clients start at the minimum budget and then they upgrade later. Like, I have one client that he pays for 200 leads a month. He's in the roofing category, you know? So the sky's the limit, really, on it. But you can always set a higher budget. Whatever you set, though, you will not go over that, if that makes sense.
Right.
Yeah. All right. But we don't charge that budget until the advanced verification process has been done. That's where we submit license if it's required. Insurance, run the background check. The timeline we send in writing is 4 to 6 weeks on that. But like I mentioned, I'm the main person that sets these accounts up. Usually it's about 3 weeks before that whole process is done. We do charge, though, however, there's a one-time application fee. You pay this one time, you never have to pay it again. That's for just $250. Let me hit next. Okay, and drum roll. Oh, man. All right, I got to hit next again. All right, click I agree. We'll just select all. Okay, now we can start the drum roll. It says lawn care provider license is required. Let me click on details. Let's see what this says here. SC State Pesticide Applicator License. That's what you were talking about, right? Is if you use pesticide? Okay.
No, that's not a service we provide.
Got it, got it. Okay, let me see here. Let me do this. So I clicked all services. Let me get rid of weed control, right?
Yep.
Lawn pest control. All right, and let's go to next. Let me see if it requires it now.
Yeah, I'm actually looking on South Carolina government website. There is no statewide business license, like for just a general.
Yeah.
Right, right. Yeah, Google Guarantee, again, it's newer. So these are some hiccups that they're kind of working through. So what I'm going to have to do is I don't want to get you guys signed up for this and then it's denied, right? So, what I'm going to do is our rep at Google, her name is Alicia. We sign up so many of these accounts. We have a dedicated rep to our company. So what I'm going to have to do is email her the situation, make sure that license will not be required or they're able to kind of fix it. So we can't sign you up for this yet until I get that word back. And it's Friday, so I probably won't have word until Tuesday of next week.
Okay.
That's totally fine. Listen.
Yeah.
Just so you have the right information, and Keith may have already said this, but we literally own mowing, trimming, edging, and leaf cleanup. Like, that's it. So anything else is not is out of our lane, out of our realm.
Right, right. So I think I put those – hold on. Let me go back over one more time. So I put lawn mowing, maintenance, mulching, sod installation, yard cleanup. Are there any – or any
except for mowing and lawn cleanup.
Yeah.
Okay.
Get rid of all landscaping. Get rid of all that.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Got it. So just the lawn mowing and maintenance. So let me hit next on this now. Was that right?
I mean, I would get rid of the word maintenance because I think that includes where chemical stuff comes in. It would be lawn mowing and yard cleanup.
Is that the category?
Yeah. This one's it's tied together. So it's lawn mowing and it says it has a slash and then maintenance on it.
Right.
So let me just click that one and see what comes up, though.
Okay.
Let's see here. You're right. It might have been because I put sod install and mulching in there, you know?
Hard to say, but it's worth, you know, digging deep, so.
Yeah, no, for sure. This program's amazing, you know, but, again, I want to just make sure you guys qualify. Why is it not hitting next now? All right, give me one second. Let me select all off, and then I'm going lawn mowing and maintenance. Click the I agree. There it goes. Okay. I got to set some bogus hours. Hit next. And let's see what we got. Now it's doing that spinning thing. And lawn care provider license. Same thing, it says SC State Pesticide Applicator License, business name, license number, expiration date.
Okay.
Let me read through this real fast by checking the box below. You can confirm.
I just don't offer it right now.
Right.
You probably need to in terms of what Google's doing, they probably need to separate lawn mowing from maintenance.
Yeah, and that's the thing. They've first they didn't even have subcategories. They just kind of came out with that. So what was happening was a lot of my tree service clients, they only did like stump grinding, and they were like, man, I can't do it because it's going to bring tree removal leads, et cetera. So they just changed it. We're now at subcategories. So they're adapting. But right now it looks like that state pesticide license is required. But I'm going to, I'm going to reach out to Alicia and see if I could get you guys an answer on it,
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yeah, so I'll put in, is this time generally good for you guys? Tuesday, same time, or?
Yeah, this is probably a good time.
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. So even if I don't have an answer by then, I'll still call just to let you know the update. But Alicia is usually pretty quick with it. It's just so close to the weekend, she might already be out of the office, So. All right, perfect, guys. And again, when you guys get a chance, check out that website. Steve is really good with all that stuff. So any changes you want made, we could do that. I will send you an email with the Google Guarantee program. That way you have everything we went over in writing. And Tuesday, hopefully have good news for you. I'll at least have news for you, for sure.
Sounds good.
All right, guys. Pleasure speaking with you guys, okay? Have a great weekend.
Good holiday.
All right, you too. Bye.
Thanks.